Good evening, Underground Fiends, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Squared Circle Society. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and making his triumphant return, Mr. Bob Magana. How goes it, gentlemen? How goes it, Bob?
Who's ready for some trivia?
Ready.
That's what we're doing, right? Ready.
You haven't got the invite yet, have you?
No. Who the fuck is Greg?
That show is so overproduced. The producer. Really? Yeah, I got a backseat win on that. Oh, there we go. There's our episode title, what we're talking about tonight.
Brawl for All. Yes. I'm very excited to talk about this because we've probably referenced it, but we've never really talked Brawl for All on our past shows. So, of course, Dark Side of the Ring just aired their special episode for Brawl for All. And what better way to start? So I'm curious to get your guys' takes. When you saw it live, what did you think? I know different ages here. Do you think it was a legit shoot? What did you think? It was a very odd thing for me to see, I remember. Bob, what did you think when you first saw it?
I didn't see it until years later because I didn't start watching wrestling until 99. But okay. When I heard about it, I was like, who the fuck can do this shit? You know? And then I watched it and I was like, you know, that was pretty boring. I gave two shits about it when I watched it back. I was just like, I'll continue watching with what I'm watching now.
It was unusual because I'm like, I like wrestling. I was never a boxing guy. So I'm like, why the hell are we getting boxing? It's the same way I always felt when we get a boxer versus wrestler match. I was like, why are we doing this? But Pugs, what did you think? I mean, when you first saw it, what did you make of it? Did you realize what you were getting at that point?
No, I fall in the same line as Bob, although I saw it in real time. Mm-hmm. I like you also, I don't like boxing. I think there's too much hugging. Like, I want boxing to stop blocking. That would be so much better. But, yeah, I didn't give a shit. I was like, I gave it the one when they did the first boxing match. I'm like, all right, let's see how this goes. What a waste of a segment that was. It was fucking boring as shit. So, I was not a fan. Looking back, I'll tell you right now, this documentary is far more interesting than watching it live.
Yet, I'll be honest, I would mark out like a motherfucker if we did it again today.
Like MMA style. If since they have MMA people in there now, let's get them in, let's get our own octagon and bare knuckles. Let's do it.
There you go. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Todd, you're an old fuck, but you know, what did you think? You were somewhat young at that time.
Well, since we're done with Dan at this point.
I just want to say one thing. I am disappointed that Pugs does not have two fine looking black ladies with him, like just laying on each side.
And he's I don't like black girls.
Some white pogs or whatever. Is that better?
I'll take some.
Okay. Still disappointed.
Sorry.
Bob looked like he had to make sure he wasn't in trouble for saying that.
You got Ed Bean.
They're out in the field for me.
Oh, damn. You've got Ed Gein as your wingman back there, Bugs. You can have whoever you want. Get him right for you. No problem.
I think you asked me a question. I forgot.
Yeah, what'd you think? Sucks. You were like 35.
I don't want to say I liked it. But I hate to say Russo was right. I was looking forward to the train wreck segments. Like, what the fuck is going to happen this time? That's going to be fucking, you know. So who's getting injured this week?
Were you old enough and smart? Were you smartened up at that time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And even back then, I remember the buzz. Oh yeah, this is for Dr. Death. That's who's supposed to win.
I do remember them mentioning him all the fucking time. I like the supernatural guys, Undertaker, Kane, Dr. Death was just a big fucking dude in red underwear. I gave zero fucks.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you remember who you wanted to win?
I didn't care.
Or did you even have that?
Nah.
I wanted Godfather to win.
I remember. See, that I was younger, but I was smartened up too.
I was going to say,
oh, go ahead.
They should have done Catch Combat instead.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I knew what was up, so I figured I was getting fake boxing. So, you know, that's kind of like my mind. Now, when I saw, you know, heads doing complete 360s just about, I was like, oh, okay, well, that certainly.
But they made the point they're so bad, which has been another stupid thing to say, well, that's not real, but this is, without saying it.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. It was very weird. And I don't think you could do it now. Because you do have legit fighters in there that would fuck anybody up now.
I'm sure some indie promoters getting ready to do it.
The return of the Brawl for All. I also did not like...
No ring Brawl for All.
They rubber...
Oh, yeah.
They rubber band the ropes together to make it look like boxing ropes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say a homosexual derogatory term, but it's 2020 shit, right?
Don't get us kicked off on YouTube already.
Nah, sorry.
That was a lot of work to get it all out.
Bugs kills all your hard work in one show.
Sorry.
Who would be in your UEW Brawl for All? And who wins it?
Well, technically, you can't choose who wins it.
Well, yeah, but who do you?
Who would you push? Yeah, you mean, like, who would be the Dr. Death? You
can't push anyone either. We've just learned that you can't put all your eggs in one basket.
All right, give me two.
Put us in that hold position on, where next time you see them, second. Whoever we didn't all say right. is going to win is going to give a shit.
Who? The better question would be who would be the who would surprise you the most if they won?
Shiloh?
I think Shiloh could fight.
Mariah. I'll see
him take a punch.
She could be the dark.
Yeah, I want Mariah to win.
Can you imagine BC and she just KOs him and like
I've
the first
seen
round?
BC KO a woman in a match.
Just so you know who I would push in a UEW Brawl for All?
Who?
Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Back from the grave.
Just his headstone.
All right. Well, let's talk Dark Side of the Ring. Bob, what did you think? I thought this was interesting. I mean, there were certain things we knew and certain things that were elaborated on more. I was surprised to see Russo and Cornette on the same episode. I kind of wonder if they knew that going in.
Oh, they did. Yeah, I don't. Did they?
Well, he tears the picture of Russo in half.
Yeah, but he didn't.
Yeah, but I think he does that every morning. The
I'm not sure if Cornette knew. I don't know if Cornette knew, but I'm pretty sure Russo was aware and he didn't give a shit. Just like he didn't give a shit back then.
Yeah.
But back to Dan's question, I think it was a great documentary, and for anyone who didn't know about it, like, learned everything you needed to know about it and the consequences of what happened. I mean, thinking about it and watching it after it happened, not live, you just think, oh, well, that sucks. I wonder what happened to them. And you don't realize how fucked up most of them got from that, you know, especially Gunn. He fuck.
Worse than draws?
Well, yeah, D'Lo did draws.
Yeah, but Gunn failed before draws got paralyzed. So he got fucked really from that.
Oh my god, yeah.
God, I felt so bad for him.
And I do not understand how the writers can, like, I have nothing for you. You just won this big tournament that was a big fucking deal. Okay, don't put him with Austin. Who's the IC champ? Who's the European champ at the time?
Just fucking have him knock him out and be a fucking badass.
Yeah, who, again, they try to act like he didn't. It's still, whose boy did he knock out?
Yeah.
Jim Ross.
Head of talent then, so.
And he's like, nothing personal.
Or, yeah, well, that's all right.
Well, you didn't have to say that if there wasn't.
It's all right. Dr. Death got JR back over on Night Show with Oklahoma.
That surprised me because Jim Ross was not happy about that.
It did kill his career in WWF when he lost the Brawl for All.
Oh, it did. Although, you know, they didn't mention when he returned with Jim Ross and his heel persona a year later.
Well, it wasn't about Dr. Death. It was about Brawl for All.
Oh, it was. But it wasn't his last hurrah. I mean, he never, you know, exploded after that. I mean, he had the Varsity Club
I liked when JR had his little small announce booth right in front of him, and Dr. Death was standing with him. That might have been before Bob's time.
Now, I've seen all the shit. Come on. Yeah. What's the Brawl for All?
That's why Ozzy didn't come on.
This doc was, again, far more interesting than any of the fucking bouts that went down.
Yeah, I will say that. While I did enjoy it, like watching it then, I do think this was way better than actually watching it. I'm like, I'm never going to go back and be like, I'm going to watch those Brawl for All bouts again.
Ever. You'll appreciate it.
You didn't get the special edition DVD?
I did learn about Butterbean joining MMA after. I need to look those matches up because he's got like little fucking legs. I want to see him kick somebody.
Butterbean is Bobby Hill all grown up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Butterbean's seen better days. It looked like he was on a walker or something.
Well, that's what happens when you eat all those fruit pies.
Yeah, that's the only thing, again, like it was a disaster, but Bart Gunn was actually a really good worker and, you know, not the best talker, but like you said, you could have easily have capitalized on that. Have him give him a manager
and he would have been smooth sailing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, absolutely.
Like, wasn't he a part of the Midnight Express or the New Midnight Express?
That's what he was doing at the time.
Bob Holler? Yeah.
Yeah.
How awesome was that hotel room?
Bob Holly. That part made me laugh because he's Mr. Badass in his mind. He got knocked out.
He got fucked up. Like, he looked like he was about ready to cry after that fight.
And this whole thing taught us that this whole tournament was because Vince Russo wanted to bully JBL. Horrible.
I got a kick out
of
that.
Poor JBL.
So did I. I was like, this fucking little bitch. I got to go to my kitchen real quick.
JBL, okay. Though. Okay. JBL almost won the fucking tournament. Had he taken Gunn more serious, I think JBL would have proved Russo wrong.
You really think so? Because I took that as Gunn just came in and shellacked him. I mean,
that's because he was super pissed. He got tired of everybody like, oh, you're not going to do it. And then he knocked out the guy they wanted to push. Oh, fuck you. I'll win the whole goddamn thing. Oh,
and Dr. Death, you mean, or you're not talking JBL?
No. I'm talking since he knocked out Dr. Death.
Yeah.
Next on the hill was the next on the list is JBL. And JBL didn't take him serious. But Gunn was pissed off at everybody. They're talking shit. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I came to play, and he fucked JBL up too. But
JBL looked Russo got retarded. I mean,
Russo got lucky because JBL, that close. Had Gunn not been that pissed off, I think he would have won.
But, I mean, imagine having everyone tell you, like, fucking with you, oh, you're going to knock him out. You're going to knock him out. And it's just like, fuck. I would have loved to just had that moment of, fuck you guys.
Yeah, and like all the boys at the monitor, because they're, I would have been there too. Yeah, he's going to knock him the fuck out. You guys keep poking the bear, stoking the fire, boom.
Yeah, and it's so weird. I always felt bad for Bart Gunn, because I mean, I'm not saying he ever would have been a huge moneymaker, main event guy, but it's like his career just was gone. I mean, he went to Japan. He had like a super short run in TNA, I believe. But that was basically it for him. And it just never made sense. He looks like he could still fuck a guy up. I mean, Bart Gunn still looks Yeah, he looks like he's still ready to go.
You don't get off my lawn.
That's exactly what he looks like. He looks like an old man that's watering his lawn. He's like, you fuck with me, I'm going to fuck with you.
We're just walking our dog, mister. Cool it. Oh, man. Draws, too. God, it's always sad seeing him. Although, he looks like he has some mobility.
I can't believe how... His character, that's amazing. He's in such good spirits all the time. When every time I see him on camera, I'm wondering, like, off camera, if he's just like, I'm a piece of shit. I hope not, because he was a cool dude. I fucking loved when he started wearing the nylon or the stockings. Yeah. So I was like, all right, this guy's a weirdo. Push him to the moon. Fuck yeah. But yeah, seeing him in the chair with his little flavor saver.
Right on. Yeah, take you to Flavortown.
Yeah.
He can still do that. He had a little bit of motion there, I'm sure. Man, though, I've said this before. I would drop $100 right now just to see Russo and Cornette face to face on one of these episodes. They could do a whole Dark Side of the Ring on those two just debating face to face. So I got to ask, speaking of that, who do you kind of support more in this scenario? I mean, again, hindsight, but do you think Russo was right, kind of just trying something weird and, if nothing else, something that had never been done before?
Okay, the phrasing of that question is weird. Trying something new? Sure. After the first match where everything gets, you can tell everything's going to be screwed up and everyone's going to get hurt. No, pull that plug.
Yeah, but who makes that call of pulling the plug? And do you think Vince likes pulling the plug on shit?
If it's going to hurt your people, I see where you're coming from. But I'm like, one, no one cares. Two, my money makers are getting hurt. Pull the fucking plug. I don't give a shit how boring this is. Just drop it.
Does it hurt, though? Wouldn't it hurt the credibility of your guys at that point by, you know, starting this brawl for all, toughest of the tough, and then it's like, oh, first one, this the heat's too much. We got to stop. I don't know.
Everybody that was in the tournament is now in a battle royal, over the top, or submission or pinfall. And then we have our winner for the brawl for all.
So the brawl for all is just the Royal Rumble.
Yes, to finish the brawl for all, to make sure it's not like totally wasted. Well, we still have announced all these guys in some type of tournament. Just do that, or King of the Ring it.
It would have been interesting to see how they might have gotten out of this. I personally don't even think. Like, Dr. Death was awesome. I mean, he was kind of a precursor to Brock Lesnar in a lot of ways. So was Dan Severn, for that matter.
Hype only.
Yeah.
I've never been a Dr. Death guy.
Yeah, dude, but watch his non-WWE stuff. Go and watch some of his matches in Japan.
I've never been a... I need more than just a good wrestler. We've had this discussion numerous times. Because you haven't had other, whatever it was.
Well, I was going to say, his match with Austin would have just come and gone. I think it would have been like Bob Holly and Brock Lesnar. It would have been a one-off, and that would have been it. I
forgot about that.
Yeah, but you're still talking about it.
Well, I remember it. All of a sudden, Brock
and he didn't terrifying. Even win the brawl for all.
No.
I'm surprised. Although, again, God, I would have loved Haku in this thing, though. I would have loved to have seen if the hype
was thinking that real. When I was watching it, too.
Because you hear all these stories. Yeah. And but, again, it's a different format. Even I was surprised to hear Butterbean admit that if Bart just came in and grappled more, that he probably would have had a shot. Because a boxer is not a wrestler, and you know, well, things could have been different.
They definitely made the rules. They definitely made the rules favor him.
Yeah. What do you think theoretically, like if he went in and fucking beat Butterbean, I mean, wouldn't they have had to at that point push him?
No.
They probably still wouldn't want to.
But he would have hit her.
Yeah. Okay. You're good at that. Go fight. Go box. Get out of my ring.
Yeah. And then WCW would try to get him and fuck it up somehow.
So now with the here's a good question is how far would Dan Severn would have gone?
How would he not have won it? I'm not a fight expert, but
he struggled in the first one.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You don't think he would have won? That's interesting. I mean,
no. I think he knew that too. It was if he's like I'm going to fuck everyone up, he wouldn't have dropped out. He did not want to get Dr. Death before it ever happened.
You saw it coming.
It would have been, he got Dan Severn.
Smart fighter.
We'd be saying.
Smart fighter is like, I can't win this. I'm going to go. And then Maskell is like, I don't want to look bad. Okay.
Kind of makes you look bad anyways, though. I mean, you know. Why couldn't you win if you're this big? Actually, it really would have helped WWE look good. I know UFC was only just sort of becoming a thing at that point, but still, you know, you've got a pro wrestler.
That was obviously
but it had
inspiration.
It was only like UFC 36, yeah. Maybe 50 or something at the time.
Yeah. It was back when it was still good.
Yeah, it was still good. Sure, but it wasn't on par with WWE in terms of eyeballs. But yeah, no, that would have been very interesting. I still disagree. I think Severin still would have been the favorite, though.
I know. It's what Dan thinks, not what he thinks himself. Yeah.
It's what I think.
Dan has spoken.
He's got the hat.
I know.
The hat makes me the authority.
I said I was going to talk shit on the hat today.
So you lied?
You lied.
I don't think he really. He hasn't talked shit.
No, he hasn't yet. But
yeah, that hat's fucking gay.
Wasn't me.
That's an awesome hat. Thank you.
It's all right. Bob can say it. He's gay.
Flaming.
That's fucked up. But all right. So. Another question that I had, because Jim Ross seems to downplay this a lot. Was he just, I don't know, just blinded by his buddy that he thought there was no way Dr. Death was going to lose this thing? And really, why would he think that with guys like a Severin in there? It would seem like you'd have to know it's not a guarantee. And I don't know how old Dr. Death was at that point, but, you know, he wasn't, you know, prime of his career.
That's your friend. You always want your friend to be the best, and you're always going to say he's going to do the best, no matter if you're going to know he's going to fuck up. But I mean, honestly, he probably did think, like, fucking fuck your life. Dr. Death was just fucking God, you know?
Yeah.
Where are you? You're over there. Fuck you.
He's a proven athlete, and he's known to dominate. So I can see where JR is coming from. And like Bob said, that's his boy. Like, yeah, he'll fuck you up.
Right.
You think another thing, and I don't know, this is a weird one, but do you think there'd ever be a shot that they would, like, do something like have Brock Lesnar and Matt Riddle have, like, a legit, like, MMA bout under the banner?
No.
That'd be cool, though.
It would be awesome. Yeah, see, it'd be the same thing as Brawl for All. We just want to see the train wreck.
It's only good to the Dans. I mean, the fans.
That's because I like
wrestling. What? Dan, there's
no crowds.
I do. Bob, now since we've last spoke, I like wrestling a lot more because there's no goddamn Dans everywhere in the crowd. I like AEW.
I fucking hate it.
I
like AEW better.
I'm with Todd. AEW is a good product right now. And I was telling these guys earlier, because I think it's because they still have that indie mentality and they're used to performing in front of
no one.
No one, yeah. Well, so they're still putting on the same show. Just now it feels better.
I need to check out AEW, like, but WWE, like, complete shit with their no crowd matches.
But, like, with AEW, they have, like, wrestlers outside. So there's, like, 15 people. So you still get a crowd noise and reaction. And it's not that smarky crowd you would have in an AEW show. They're going along with how you would react at a like, the way they should. You know, heels are heels. They're booing. Faces are faces. They're not, like...
So they're not, like, the real wrestlers that are hanging out in the crowd just eating hot dogs?
No.
No, I didn't mean like that. No, I meant that they weren't like the smart fans. I meant that, they weren't like the smart fans, just like, I don't care about the storylines. I'm just going to pop for 50,000 spots.
AEW is definitely doing this better.
Shut up, Dan. You don't watch it.
God damn it.
Have you watched any wrestling since WrestleMania?
Not yet, but I am. It's not the same. I mean, I watch credit
wrestling every Wednesday now. Like, every day it's on. I'm watching. It's like I'm keeping up. Normally I'm like, I'll watch it tomorrow. Although I haven't watched NXT.
It was okay.
NXT beat AEW, which is weird. Because, not by like literally a few hundred people. But, they beat them, which is strange.
It's probably the Tommaso Ciampa Gargano bullshit. Which was just okay. I don't know.
I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. AEW was better. And it pains me to say that.
Yeah.
No, it's true. It's true. But this doc was just.
This
episode. I mean, it was also so funny, like, that it was stacked for Dr. Def. You put a fucking one-eyed man, all the respect in the world to Carl Ouellette, but. You put him in there with a fucking one-eyed man. A legit fight. It was pretty obvious what you're trying to do. And I was trying to remember.
No, see, he should have brought his parrot with him. Then he would have had three eyes.
There he would have had
the advantage.
On your left, huh?
Oh, man. Does anybody remember who Brockus got taken out by?
No, I don't.
Okay, I couldn't remember. Because he was kind of highlighted as the one guy that had, like, no fight in him at all. And I just
was Scorpio?
Did Scorpio pick up the win?
I don't know.
We didn't talk about a lot of guys. I don't either. I'm trying to look it up now. Since
there's, like, four or five big ones that were like legitimate. Dr. Death.
Okay. Who did you ask about, Dan?
Brockus, who people may not remember, but was a Jack German guy that seemed like he was going to be a thing and never was.
An Aryan brother, Dan?
I don't even have him listed.
They mentioned him on the thing.
No, they did. Savio Vega.
Savio took him out. Okay,
I can tell you the matches if you want to know them.
I was trying to remember.
Why not?
I mean, they kind
of read them up. In round one, Steve Blackman went over Mark Merrow. Phineas Godwin lost to Bradshaw. Savio Vega beat Brockus. Draws and Road Warrior Hawk were a draw. Bart Gunn over Bob Holly. Steve Williams over the Quebecer. Severn over Godfather. And Scorpio Flash Funk over 8-Ball.
That's a great name. And also.
And then round two, Bradshaw beat Merrow. Draws beat Savio. Bart beat Dr. Death. And Godfather replacing Dan Severn, who took himself out. And Scorpio. Yeah, over Scorpio. Godfather over Scorpio. And then semis, which they talk about, where Bradshaw on draws, Bradshaw over, and Bart Gunn and Godfather. Bart Gunn over.
You see where the mistake was there? If Phineas were a naked Midian gimmick, can you imagine having to fight that?
Right, and a whip. How bad did those bruises look on Godfather? Didn't he like tear his ACL in that thing or something?
He was
like, you bruised a black guy. That's
you don't have to say it, Dan.
I'm not.
Say it. It's
a video show now. Pugs is black, so if you're listening to the audio version, he's not being a racist.
Off camera, he calls me the N-word, just so everybody knows.
Lies.
All
lies.
Don't make me screen cap the chats.
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
You going to say fake news next there, Dan?
Fake news.
Dan, are you Republican?
No.
Okay, good.
He's super pro-Trump now. Ask him about the coronavirus.
What do you call the coronavirus?
Is it the China virus?
He says it's worst.
Oh, you call it the chink virus?
But not the people. God damn it, Todd.
He called it the Kung Flu.
I can't.
Okay.
Asian AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
I feel
he's like, well, I didn't say that one.
I feel like fucking Bob Holly in this tournament right now. I'm just getting the shit kicked out of me on all sides. It's fucked up.
Because you're a racist.
Man.
See, I can say racist things because I don't think that my race is better than any other race. That's the definition. You can say racist things if you think that your race is better than the other one.
I hate everyone equally.
Exactly.
Dan has a top one. It's the German in him. He can't help it.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Well, I got German in me too, so.
So, yeah. No, I mean, this episode was really interesting. I liked, and I hate to say it, I think I do want to rewatch the whole tournament now, and I know I'll just be like looking at my phone half the time, but it did make me want
to. You would
it.
Have enough time to look at your phone. You'll spend more time searching at each match than you will actually watching each match.
Looking up pictures of them naked.
Butterbean.
You wouldn't see anything.
Oh, titties. Butter them beans up.
He's going to throw them in a hot tub.
So my favorite part of the doc is Jim Cornette speaking on Russo. What about you guys? Because Jim Cornette in general, fucking hilarious. He's a clown, but he's fucking hilarious. What about you guys?
Yeah.
I disagree with a lot of things that Cornette says, but he is one of the more entertaining people to listen to. And I understand his disdain for Russo. I get it. From his perspective, you know, the guys that got hurt in this, which Russo doesn't seem to get. And it's weird too because I'm not like, oh, wrestling has to be one way, can't change at all. So in that way, I lean to Russo too. But yeah, I mean, obviously Russo's done a lot of damage to the wrestling business. I would say more than he's helped it. But what do you think?
Really, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, because what. If he wouldn't have done what he'd done, we'd still be watching T.L. Hopper versus fucking Mantor. Vince wouldn't have changed that shit himself.
I don't know about that. I think he would have had no choice, but he had who knows?
No one else had the balls to yeah.
Bob?
Hey, I'll give him
that. I think the question was originally, did we enjoy how – Jim Cornette bashed Vince Russo, which, yes, I enjoyed that tremendously because anytime fucking Jim Cornette goes on a rant, some of the words he fucking says are just amazing. Just some of the shit he could spit out and some of the fucking burns like he says. Like, he could be like one of those old heckler comedians. You know, but some of the shit he says, I'm just like, fuck, Don Rickles would probably even bow down to you sometimes. As for Russo, yeah, we needed Russo in wrestling. Otherwise, wrestling would have died.
I mean, who else could watch?
Otherwise, it wouldn't have died, but it would have been more WCW style.
Yeah. I mean, who else would have watched ECW and put it in the WWE product?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it worked then. Necessary, but again, there was a lot of attitude stuff, though, that's not aged well. And I mean, even just from an entertainment, not PC.
Name but. One.
Even this sounds weird coming from me, but bra and panties matches, they got a little bit repetitive. You know, well, yeah, I think maybe
because you're, like, you're,
I can watch porn.
You're the age you can watch porn. We know, Dan. That's all you've been doing. This is Dan's like hour off free porn hub.
You got to take advantage, Todd. Got to take
advantage. He already told me he's like got his hard drives all full. He can't download content for the show.
Mind
like,
you, this is a 5 terabyte external.
He's like, I got a new one ordered. Calm down.
This is my 5 terabytes. I got my cloud storage all filled up with fucking tits and dick.
It's mostly dick, but.
I'm bored, man. What are you going to do? You got to look at porn and watch wrestling and scary movies.
You haven't watched any wrestling.
See, he's blaming the no crowds on his non-wrestling watching, right. But he's just stuck at danathome.com.
Yeah. It's interfering with his porn. He's like, I can watch dudes roll around, which is normally what he goes for, or I can watch some lesbian porn, because that's what we know you're watching.
Well, he's watching it right now.
I'm sure that's the blue lights.
Yeah, you see the fading.
I'm gonna get the damn cam, but yeah, no, I'll cop to the lesbian stuff, but nothing else.
The lesbians that are trans, right?
That's messed up.
You heard who you wanted over.
So. Any closing thoughts? I mean, was there anything you didn't get that you wanted to hear about here? Or, and for that matter, what do you want to see out of Dark Side of the Ring that hasn't been covered?
Oh,
yet?
I am looking forward to next week.
What's next
what week? Is next week?
Superfly.
Snicker.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that one's going to be in. What do you say?
Well, they have the sister on there. Nancy, is it? No, Nancy's the one.
The one maybe. Yeah. Coconut, yeah. I guess.
Maybe.
I don't think we'll see Tamina on that one.
Unfortunately.
So regarding this
unless
episode,
she comes out and says she was touched.
You know what Dan said about Tamina? He's like, too bad. No, no. Too bad he didn't do that to her mother, too.
Oh.
But the fucked up part is that he did, and he failed.
But regarding this current episode of Dark Side of the Ring, this gave me way more information that I ever cared to know about, and I digested it pleasantly. So, very good. And I am really looking forward to the Owen Hart.
Yeah, that's the finale.
Over the edge.
What else do they got this season?
Dino Bravo, right? Don't we have a Dino Bravo?
Yeah, Dino Bravo. I'm looking forward to that one.
It's Hold a short on, season. Will... There's only like
it always is.
There's only like 3 or 4 more, including the 2 we just talked about.
I've forgotten a lot of the Dino Bravo stuff, so truthfully, I'm kind of looking forward to that. I don't really remember a lot of details about that. They already did Brody, right?
Yeah, that was
yeah,
season
that
one.
Was last year.
Wasn't that their okay. first episode?
I think it might have been.
Okay.
Oh, the second. Oh, whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
So we got the okay. We have Jimmy Snuka and the death of Nancy Argentino. We have the assassination of Dino Bravo. We have David Schultz, Herb Abrams in the UWF, the Road Warriors, and Owen Hart.
Yeah.
I want to see the AWF one.
The UWF?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting because, again, I've watched some of the old stuff, and UWF was ahead of its time in a lot of ways. So I'm kind of curious. I don't know what makes it the dark side of the ring, though, which could be.
Because Herb Abrams has a lot of shit.
A lot of black people. One I would like them to cover. Oh, fuck. I just had it in my head. Oh, the reason why I want to see the Owen Hart one is I don't think they will. But if they actually show the fall,
you really don't you think they would have showed Draws' injury if they were going to show the fall?
Or well,
we got stills.
But we've always seen those stills. We can get
like these 9/11 photos of, you know, like a flip book.
Oh, wow. I'm assuming every link that says Owen Hart fall on YouTube Pugs is clicked.
I have searched.
Even though he probably still believes, no, to the live audience, they showed the fall. They took it out afterwards.
No, I was watching it live, and I would have been over the fucking moon. I was just
you would have been over the edge.
Yeah. I was confused as fuck. I'm like, what's going on here? what is this? I want to see it. If we had cell phones back then.
If we had cell phones back then, we would have had every single fucking angle, man.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the Hall of Fame ass beating.
Yeah.
Or what's his name that died?
Yeah.
Oh, Miss.
What's his name? I don't remember his name.
Yeah, Pero from the Master of the 187.
No, I'm talking about the guy recently. Did the suicide dive to the outside and his head hit the guardrail?
Oh, LaParca, not...
Yeah, LaParca. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forget about
it. Not XPW LaParca.
It'll be interesting. I'm assuming Bruce Pritchard will be on that episode because I always heard, like, Owen landed, like...
No, I don't think he will be.
You don't think so?
And he works for WWE now. They're not letting them on here.
Oh, yeah. I guess it depends when it was filmed, but
They took some sound from Bruce Pritchard. Was it on this one or the preview for next week? Which is from the podcast, which means what's his name? Let him use it. What's the other one's name?
Conrad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Conrad. I don't know if he would have done it anyways, though, because like he doesn't really delve into it on the podcast because Owen died 6 feet from him.
Yeah.
Landed, I think, 6 feet from him. So. Yeah.
Maybe they'll talk to Jimmy Corderas. He was the one that was in the ring too. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure they'll talk to him. They have to talk to him.
Yeah, he's not in WWE, so I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, we've heard
it all, Russo.
Just like who had to wrestle after that? I couldn't.
It was Jarrett, wasn't it?
Was he the next one?
I'm almost positive.
It was Jared.
Yeah, because they were like pushing him out, basically.
Let's see. Yeah.
What's
going on?
I
couldn't do it. I couldn't go out there and try and work a match when I knew, like, somebody literally
the show must go on, Dan.
They're still doing it.
Remember this, Dan? Yes, exactly. Remember this one? Like, no, they're going to postpone WrestleMania. I'm like, no, they're not.
I told my mom, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm watching WrestleMania. It's like, what are you talking about? It's like, how are they having WrestleMania? And I'm like, they're just doing it anyways in an empty arena. She was shocked. So yeah, but that philosophy still exists.
People need that escape too. Like, it doesn't, like, you may not like it, but somebody out there did. I had a good time watching it, and you know, I didn't think about the virus.
You know, as good as it could be.
There was talk about having a few fans there.
The green shirt guy?
He may have been on the list, but I know the top of the list is that one guy who's been to every WrestleMania.
Green shirt, man.
Is that green shirt?
Yeah, like what, the happy face. He's always in the front row. We thought he was going to show up at Saudi Arabia, but he didn't.
No, not that one. There's a different one. He's been to every WrestleMania.
The sign, dude.
No, he just goes. He doesn't.
Oh, okay. Like,
it's not, yeah. And yeah. Every MSG show, which I personally think his record still stands, because if no one can go to that one, it doesn't count. But
you're going to have a lot of Full Sail level crowds, I think, for a while.
Yeah, maybe. But he was one of, they had actually talked to him, and they were going to let him and, like, they said a small group, but then I think they hit their maximum number of people they could have somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No,
did any of you happen to see the Edge 24 episode?
I watched
it. I did. Yeah.
Okay. That was really fucking good.
That was
that was good.
Oh, it was? Okay. I wondered if it would.
No, it was garbage, Dan.
It was caca.
Don't even
bother. Give me a Christian documentary.
It's not anywhere near the
cape for life. Where's my hat?
I was wondering if it, in his mind it kind of like almost didn't count, being that they were wrestling in front of nobody. I don't know what was in his head. I still feel really bad for Drew, especially
the match. This episode was cool too.
I got a question. Yeah, for you. Watch
that. I watched that.
I got a question for you guys, and this was on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
Since Big Show came out 20 minutes after Drew won his match at WrestleMania.
No, spoiler for Dan.
Oh, is it?
That's okay. He should have watched.
That's fine. I already saw it.
Oh, you spoiler. Fucking really? How did you not watch? Weren't you commenting when we on the group message?
He didn't watch Raw.
Oh, but well, I'm going to go anyway. So fuck your life. Yeah. It's like fucking Thursday. Anyway,
cool. It's Sunday, so Bob.
Sunday.
It reminds me of when they used to do it back in the day when they did SmackDown Thursdays and someone or yes. Tuesday, and someone would always have a sign that said, "This is Tuesday." Does that mean that Big Show main evented WrestleMania?
It's hard to argue that.
The fact was that they still have the screens that say WrestleMania on it.
Yeah.
And it was maybe. Only 20 minutes afterwards. Not everyone would have been out of the building, the stadium.
If it was a WrestleMania. It was a WrestleMania dark match.
Do you consider
Was this all just to promote the Big Show? I was going anyway. Was this all just to promote the Big Show show on Netflix?
Oh, fuck yeah, it was.
Have you watched?
I have not watched it, but I saw my mom watching it, and she happened to enjoy it. But she likes bullshit, so we'll see.
I like sitcoms, so I'll probably enjoy it.
Do you really? But I mean, when I think about sitcoms, like, yeah, I loved sitcoms, but like, I ain't gonna watch Fuller House.
I enjoyed Fuller House.
Yeah. God, what the fuck's wrong with you? Are you jerking it at least?
I didn't children? Like yeah. I didn't like Full House either, so.
Full House is all right. Yeah. No Family Matters.
Oh, that's even worse.
There you go. Neither one of them like Family Matters.
No, I like Family Matters.
Step by Step.
Oh, you do.
Never mind. Yeah.
I like Step by Step.
Step by Step is fun.
You need to get Big Show and Urkel.
And you get the you see Magic Mountain with like a fucking ocean right next to it.
Yes.
It's a wood roller coaster that's going to sink into the ocean. Because there wasn't no buffer. It went right up to the goddamn fucking
wood. That ocean breeze is going to rock the wood.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe fucking on the roller coaster, that shit would just fall apart. Like Colossus basically did anyway.
It burned. Dude, the new ones. Twisted Colossus is primo shit, dude.
I don't know. Get back to Ozzy. Maybe you can go with them. Oh, never mind.
No, he canceled his pass and he has Greg. Yeah, he has Greg now.
Oh, that's true.
I'm thinking fall at most before anybody's going back to New York. But we're talking Step by Step, so that's gotta main event our show now. any closing thoughts, guys?
Can we play the Step by Step theme song?
Yes.
Not without that. No. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you think about our last show, Dan?
Yes, we just did an episode. We've been recording so much, so I'm trying to remember our last one. You guys do want to listen to the true crime special, which was really good. We covered a lot, and there's going to be at least one more. Pug said a lot of like really horrible things, but you know, it's all good. And that's a video show, which you can check out on Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Group now, so you can actually see us. That'll be a norm going forward. And Todd, what am I allowed to announce right now?
Well, see, this is see, that's why you just got to stop talking. All right, because we already discussed this.
Remember. He ordered he introduced us in the right order. Give him that.
I will give him that. Dan, yes, this will be available on YouTube and in the group. And we are now on YouTube, and we will have new content. We just had an exclusive review of Corona Zombies.
Yes.
So I gotta figure all this out in my brain.
Oh, and you're giving fucking Dan shit.
I know.
Yes, well, God damn it. Don't make me just like pull an Undertaker and just leave my hat here.
You see how he did that? Hat? You don't fuck with me, Todd.
I don't even know where Dan went.
Yeah, you didn't do that?
No. Oh yeah, I totally did.
Oh, I thought.
Should we let him back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Ozzy.
I get. You can talk again.
I can talk again. All right. I didn't know I was muted too, so I was talking through that whole thing. I used some four-letter words, Todd, but it's all good.
No, I can hear you.
So yes, listen to all of that. And YouTube as well. Fuck, Todd.
I hit the wrong button. I was trying to put your video back up.
Asshole. Yes, all of our past episodes are also on YouTube, obviously audio only, but you'll be seeing a lot of videos now. You get to see our beautiful faces every
and you
week.
you can see our horrible test videos.
Yes.
I thought this was a success. Never mind, it's not a success anymore.
Yeah. Well, you can see me checking out, taking different cameras.
Yeah. There you go. Todd's not wearing any pants right now, so
I actually am today. Thank you.
As soon as we stop recording, we're all doing Chatterbait right now, so it's gonna be fun.
Todd gets paid for it.
I want to be on his level. I can see him.
Can you imagine right now seeing a lot of people you fucking know? That'd be awkward. It's like you got the boss or something's like on your brand new OnlyFans.
Jim, is that you? All right.
You're reminding me of Clerks too.
Hey, cat. Oh, you got some pussy behind you.
Oh fuck yeah! That's my black cat, Plague.
Black pussy.
What's up, Plague? You want to fuck some pussy outside? You're fucking hard right now, aren't you?
Uh-oh.
See some bitches out there you want?
Oh. It's that kind of pussy.
There you go.
All right.
So, yep. Fleshwoundfeatures.com, all that good stuff. Check it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and what's the YouTube, Todd? Is it just Flesh Wound Radio?
It's probably a bunch of numbers.
Flesh Wound Features.
Yes, Dan. Always Flesh Wound Features.
Actually, we should put a little banner down there.
Make a banner right now. How long does it take you to make a banner?
Yes.
I'm still doing this goddamn program. Taking too long!
Are we Flesh there yet? Wound
No, hold on.
You too.
What do we have? So you're making me do shit now and I'm not even ready and
sorry.
All this...
All I know is that now that we're Pickerwick Dan.
Messed up, Todd.
See, all I know is that now that we're doing video, I'll come around every week.
Now you're going to come around.
Well, yeah, because I'm an animated person sometimes.
Well, Ozzy's taking a sabbatical. because he doesn't want to talk about Dark Side of the Ring, which has been what we've been doing.
Because he likes Greg. He loves Greg.
Yeah, he likes to stay positive. He said it's his escape, and he doesn't like to think about the negative aspects of professional wrestling.
But it's not all death. I mean,
that's what I said.
Well, I get like, all right, I don't want to talk
about it. It's called Dark Side of the Ring, Dan.
I know, but
well, yeah, but the dark side of the moon's not evil.
There you go.
No, it's not. You fucking flat earthers.
Okay, well,
maybe.
Right now. Wait, where'd Todd go now? Is this the end?
This is the end, I believe.
Aww.
Maybe. I don't know. Goodbye, guys.
That was the worst ending ever.
Are we out? All right, chatterbait time.